during the lockdowns, there was a problem here, and Sweden had done a lot of great studies from their population. This was one of them. This is really a groundbreaking study here. Study reveals rise in overweight obesity among preschool Swedish children during the pandemic. So they looked and they found that overweight and obesity increased among 3- and 4-year-olds in Sweden during that lockdown. And remember, they had a soft lockdown. So what the heck's happening here in the hard lockdown countries like Australia, US? But why are we talking about that? Well, the American Academy of Pediatrics just came out with new guidelines. And it talks about this. And this was a shocking headline. People are still scratching their head around this, but we're going to break it down. And it's pretty easy to do the calculation on why this headline happened. Consider drugs and surgery early. Early for obesity in kids, new guidelines say waiting doesn't work. It goes into this article here. It says children struggling with obesity should be evaluated and treated early and aggressively, including with medications. You never want to see those in the same sentence. For kids as young as 12 and surgery for those as young as 13, according to new guidelines released Monday. This is the first time the American Academy of Pediatrics has released guidance for this subject in about 15 years. Wow. So we looked into this and we're thinking, why is this happening? Why now? Was it the pandemic? Well, unfortunately, it's the same equation. So there's a new drug for kids. What? How old? 12 and older. Oh my gosh, just like the AAP's guidelines. And this was in December 23rd, just about the same time we saw those headlines. FDA approved once weekly Wegovy injection for the treatment of obesity in teens age 12 and older. So this is an injectable prescription medication, the first and only prescription for anti-obesity, they're calling it. And it's basically a type 2 diabetes medication that they're just amping up a little bit. And wait for it, there's another one that's being fast-tracked. So now we have another one. We have potentially two coming down the line. This one's tirzepatide. These names, I'm kind of sick of them at this point. Drug fast-track for weight loss indication by FDA, another type 2 diabetes medication. And so what's happening? What does that do to the type 2 diabetes medication supply? Well, it may actually constrain it. And that's the headline we're seeing right here. Drugs used for diabetes now in short supply due to people using them for weight loss, doctors say. So we have, you know, the pharmaceutical industry is just mucking this whole thing up. We're giving dangerous drugs. There's thyroid cancer risk for these drugs to kids at this point, 12 and older. And that's the new guideline. So
versus
watch
just,
out.
You know, and are we just giving up on the kids and working on lifestyle, on exercise, on good eating habits? I mean, this is where we're at. This is how stupid we are in the Western civilization, right? Let's not like work at an education, right? Teach right, someone to right. fish and they can, you know, fish for a lifetime. Hand them a fish, they can't do anything with it. I mean, ultimately, this is what we're doing. We're not teaching anymore. It's so sad. And now just surgeries and chemicals. Let's just put them on. We already have, I believe, is it like 1 in 4 kids are leaving elementary school on a drug they're going to be on the rest of their life? Just add this to the list of our drugged out nation. It's horrifying. Then the idea of surgeries, just cutting into these children and the long-term effects of that and the dangers. I worked on the Doctor's Television Show. One of the biggest stories we would do, every one of us, Jen, Sherry, my executive producer, we've all been in the surgery, you know, cutting and watching these giant pieces of fat being cut off of people. It's a horrific surgery and it's very dangerous. And to think that you're going to start doing this to kids, and what is the long-term life expectancy? You know they didn't do a long-term life expectancy study because that would take about 70 years to know right. whether or not they're going to live to have a full life after you start drugging and cutting them as children.
And so we're raising the alarm for this because God forbid some low information, big pharma influence politician gets a hold of this. You better believe that they would not wait for mandates to mandate this right. on kids, and they'll have some kind of sob story for that to happen. For the right. best interest, absolutely. And so painting a picture here, the American food situation, the American dietetic situation is in a sorry state. And this is another part of this whole story that goes together is the conflicts of interest. And, you know, how do we get to this state of obesity, really? This is one of the headlines. This was out of U.S. Right to Know. They have FOIA documents revealed. Group shaping U.S. nutrition receives millions from big food industry. This is the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, the world's largest organization. And so this the academy is completely corrupt. That's what's been found out. And you can see that here. This is the paper on the corporate capture and the corporate capture of the nutrition profession in the USA, the case of the Academy of the Nutrition and Dietetics. They go into extreme detail here. and to basically outline the corruption. But it's
Yeah.
not just them. So there's another organization. So we have these two watchdogs here. The other organization is there's an advisory committee, just like there is at ACIP and VRBPAC. There's an advisory committee for the U.S. Dietary Guidelines for Americans. And in 2022, they looked at the conflicts of interest for them. This is the paper here, if anybody wants to read this on their own, conflicts of interest for members of the U.S. 2022 or 2020 Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee. This is what they found, Dell. Results. Our analysis found that 95% of the committee members had conflicts of interest with the food and/or pharmaceutical industries, and that particular actors includes Kellogg's, Abbott, Kraft, Mead Johnson, General Mills, Danone, and the International Life Sciences had connections with multiple members. This is the interesting point about this. Even further research, funding, and membership of an advisory executive board jointly accounted for more than 60% of the total number of conflicts of interest documented. So their leadership is top-heavy with corruption and conflicts of interest. So
Yeah.
that leads us to what do we have left? Well, maybe colleges, maybe universities, and that brings us to Tufts. We have the Friedman School of Nutrition and Science policy at Tufts University. They came out with something called the Food Compass recently, and this is a nutrient profiling system. And this was very celebrated. It was presented at a lot of forums showing this new system. But unfortunately, this was broken apart in this paper specifically, limitations of food compass nutrient profiling systems. And the author said this in this analysis when they looked at it. They said, we propose that the chosen algorithm, this is a an a, they use an algorithm to basically rank food, is not well justified and produces results that fail to discriminate for common shortfall nutrients, exaggerating the risk associated with animal source foods and underestimate the risk associated with ultra processed foods. We caution against the use of food compass in its current form to inform consumers' policies, programs, industrial reformulations, and investment decisions. And they ran that algorithm. They ran through some foods in this algorithm to basically show an example of, you know, this algorithm needs to be updated, changed. It's not really that accurate. And take a look at this. This is what they showed. It's basically a chart. So you have watermelon kale up there at 100. The 100's the highest score you can get. And then just under that's frosted mini wheats. What? And then, of course, you have Lucky Charms at 60, which is, you know, a little better than, I guess, a D grade. But then at the bottom, there's a problem here. We have a whole egg fried in butter, cheddar cheese, and ground beef at the bottom. So they're saying in this algorithm is telling you Honey Nut Cheerios, Lucky Charms, Frosted Mini Wheats are really much better than having ground beef or an egg or cheddar cheese.
Oh my
So.
God. Like forget Whole Foods, eat, you know, Lucky Charms. Is far up the list. I mean, and then you wonder, and look, I mean, it's just a revolving door, right? I mean, we are starting to really look at the food issue, but it's the same as the pharmaceutical issue, the corruption in oil and gas issues, in banking issues. The whole problem is regulatory capture, right? It's that the people that are making the decisions, coming up with policies, and, you know, are there, you really, honestly, Jeffrey, I don't feel like I can tell the difference between a manufacturer in the industry and our regulatory agencies. They're all involved. It's like literally our regulatory agencies are now just promotional marketing arms of the industry. You see it right there. You know, FDA comes out, then the American Academy of Pediatrics. Oh, this is great. Let's just get the drugs going because our food compass is working so well. Everyone's fat.
Right. And so we report this every week, 52 times a year. And we continue to report this, Dell. For you and I, it may be old news, but we report this because there's a record now. And people can go back and go,
That's right.
wait a minute, in 5 years and go, that food compass we relied upon to set policy was wrong. If only we could have known, or wow, taking these injectable
Right.
type 2 diabetes drugs for kids at 12 and older was, you know, there's a thyroid cancer epidemic. If
Right.
only we would have known. Now we know. No, we know now. So share
No.
this with anybody that considering these drugs and looking for healthy lifestyle changes that are looking at this type of information. They need to look someplace different and perhaps do their own research.